The film Friday the 13th debuted, hit the American screens on May the 9th, 1980. That had to have been a Friday the 13th, right?
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock on the ticket, and you got the Morning Musers on a Friday. We got a big show planned for you today. Cowboys have a big decision to make this offseason involving George Pickens, and he recently went on Micah Parsons' podcast. You'll hear some of that coming up at 6:55. Some really interesting comments. We'll have Scatter Shooting with Junior, 7:35, followed by the E-Break, 7:55. And I recently talked to a city council, in this case a town council. How do you think that went? I'll explain at 8:15 this morning. As Corby mentioned, this is Friday the 13th. Now, you're semi-superstitious, Junior, about that number 13.
Yep.
Today, do anything to you? Freak you out at all?
No, but recently I was trying to book a trip, and our departure date was going to be on a Friday the 13th, not today, but another one, and I opted for a Thursday departure instead.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. That sounds pretty suspicious to me.
I don't like flying on Friday the 13th.
Okay, so you at least think about it.
But I don't have anything planned today that I'm avoiding.
Okay. But it does stand out to you. If you're going to change a plane reservation, it does affect you in some way. Okay. This means Friday the 13th that we're just a week away from Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 26. At the Plano Center, and hopefully you're making plans to be there with the entire ticket team. We're going to have Pudge Rodriguez, Charles Haley, Kevin Smith, Sam Perkins, Stars coach Glenn Gullitson, free autographs. The whole thing's free, admission and parking. It's going to be a great time. And for the first time, we're having an after party on Saturday at Assembly Ice House, which is right across from the Plano Center, Spring Creek. So make your plans next weekend to be part of Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 26. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And I don't know if you mentioned this or not last week when we were talking about future Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That next year's Super Bowl falls on Valentine's Day.
How weird.
Yeah, because it'll be Sunday, February 14th, and that's the date of the Super Bowl.
Are we moving things back a week? Because that's the latest I can ever remember the Super Bowl. It's usually lately been around the 6th or 7th.
Right.
Are we moving the NFL season back a week?
I think so
because I read something about just the way the calendar falls this year. Labor Day is very late in September. It's like the 7th this year, which is the latest it can be, and that's backing everything up with the NFL schedule.
Wow.
Okay. Well, how's that going to work? Super Bowl day on Valentine's Day? That ought to be interesting.
Well, that's no good. That means we have to wait extra long for the start of football season.
Yeah.
An extra week.
It will be a little bit longer. This is our first weekend without being in football season, as it came to an end last Sunday night.
Okay, well, I'm a little wrong here because the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl back in 2021 was on February 13th. So
we've been there before.
Yeah, this will be the latest, the 14th, but we have been there before where we've gone to mid-February.
Well, we've talked about this on the show before when we were in school, back when we were growing up. This was a day where you would exchange cards. Junior, your daughter is in preschool. Do they have a big Valentine's Day today? Do they have exchange cards and all that?
Yes. Big Valentine's party. And it's a little different. They don't just exchange cards. They exchange gifts and candy. And
wow.
Like
okay.
Each kid got the other kids like a little goodie bag almost.
Okay. Well, I've always talked about that day as being stressful for me. I know Gordo loved it because he was into girls at a really young age, and he couldn't wait to give him a Valentine's Day card. One of my kids, who's now a coach, he's in his mid-30s, he always stressed about this day. Like, what card do you give a guy? You don't want to say too much. And when he was younger, he wasn't into girls, and so he didn't want to, you know, give them something creepy, or he just felt uncomfortable about it. So I thought we would, and I was too, so I thought I'd try to get over that hump this morning. So I brought all of you guys Valentine's Day cards today.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, all the whole crew has them. Here, we got them for Craig.
Thank you.
And Gordo. Baldy, right. Why don't you go first? Baldy's got his in there. Open yours up, Baldy, and see what you got there.
Ooh, it's a scratch and sniff with pizza on the front. You're a slice above the rest.
Oh, not too creepy. Kind of funny. Nice.
It's a little weird, but okay.
It does smell
does
very
smell
heavily.
Like pizza?
It smells more like just straight oregano. It's not pleasant, I'll be honest.
Well,
and you got a couple
George
of
was nice.
And I mean no offense
that.
By that. Oh, okay. What I meant all to right. say was thank you, George.
You're welcome. And there's a couple candy bars in there too for you. Yeah. What you got in there, Daddy? What is yours?
All right, let's see what we got here. Mine a couple of little candy bars, which I always appreciate. And my little card says, I wish you chock-a-lot of fun today. Mm. It's a happy Valentine's Day. And yes, it's got a little, almost like a chocolatey perfume smell to it.
Well, there you go. There you go. What about you, Tipsy? What do you got?
It looks like mine is a donut. And it says, do not forget you're so very awesome.
Donut.
Donut, okay. See? Okay,
and gotcha. Candy's involved as well.
Okay.
Smells pretty good.
What you got there, Gordo?
All right. The outside says Gordon, written in George's.
There's no heart or anything.
Little wheels off handwriting.
Man, that was, I tried to write that as neatly as possible.
You tried. Okay. My card says, it's a scratch and sniff card, just like the others. It said, and it's got a taco on it with a face. And it said, let's taco about how great you are.
About that?
I'm noticing a pattern.
And then the back says, happy Valentine's Day to Gordon from Jubb.
Does it smell like a taco? Scratch it and sniff it. Why don't you?
I had a COVID bout that robbed me of
gosh, I didn't mean to bring that up. I'm sorry.
He's handicapped.
We'll see if it's come back. Maybe this brings it back. Maybe a taco will bring it back.
This gift is very triggering for me.
I'm sorry. Well, I thought it was thoughtless
that you did that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're playing the victim again. How about you, Craig? What do you
all
got
right.
there?
Not mine. Ooh, I see my favorite candy bar, a Crackle.
There you go.
And a Mr. Good bar.
Mm-hmm.
And my
been looking
card.
For that.
Oh, two Crackles. Wow.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah. Only the best.
Let's see. Mine says, scratch and sniff smells like donuts.
Okay.
Let me see.
They ran out of scents.
Smells like cherry air freshener. And it says, donut forget you're super cool. Happy Valentine's Day to Craig from Jubb. Oh, and he put XXXOOO.
Yeah. Ooh, what does that one mean?
We've known each other so long, I just figured I would go.
I thought you
mile.
Hated Wowies.
Just go the extra mile there. And that was the thing. If you gave a card to a guy, it was always something about being cool on it or awesome yeah. or something yeah. like that.
Did you guys ever really put the XXXOOO to a girl?
No.
I was too scared.
No, yeah. That was way too scary to do something like that.
I would always just write what I wanted to do to him on the card.
Boy, we need to bring that back. Gordo's Valentine's Day cards. And that's another business you ought to go into. You'd make a zillion dollars because all the cards at the store are not good. Yours are funny.
There's no store that would sell those kind of cards because it'd be a news story about it and everyone would have to act like they're incredibly offended by it and like no one had ever understood humor before in their life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, true. I don't want you to go on trial. Yeah,
play it.
Yeah, never mind. Come to think of it. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, what we got next in the observation?
Well, oddly
deck?
Enough, it's more Valentine's
okay.
Day talk, yes, as we take a critical look at Valentine's Day next.